As you step into the world, remember, within you lies an invincible summer, a stoic peace that no winter can diminish. Carry this peace with you, share it generously, and watch as your inner garden becomes a sanctuary, not just for yourself, but for all who cross your path. In an era where the pace of life seems to rival the speed of light, where every news cycle seems to usher in a new crisis, finding a sanctuary of serenity feels like a quest for the Holy Grail. We live in an era where the buzz of notifications is our constant companion, where global events unfold in the palm of our hand, and where the pace of life often leaves us breathless. Amidst this relentless chaos, the quest for peace becomes not just a luxury, but a necessity for navigating the complexities of modern existence. Imagine then a compass that could guide us through these turbulent times, a philosophical GPS designed not just to survive the storm, but to find tranquility within it. Welcome to the ancient yet astonishingly relevant world of Stoicism, a beacon of calm in the tempest of the 21st century. In navigating the tempests of our modern world, where crises seem as frequent as the ticking of a clock, we find solace in the Stoic practice of turning inwards to cultivate an inner garden of tranquility. This metaphorical garden represents the serene state of mind that we can nurture and retreat into, irrespective of the external chaos that surrounds us. It is in this inner garden where we can sow the seeds of peace, water them with mindfulness, and witness the blossoming of tranquility amidst life's tumultuous storms. Have you ever considered the immense strength that lies within the power of acceptance? Marcus Aurelius advises, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This concept is a liberating experience. It teaches us to find peace within ourselves, regardless of the chaos that may surround us. It's a call to cultivate a stoic resilience that stands as a beacon of strength, guiding us through the storms of life with grace and fortitude. The Stoics taught that acceptance is not about passive resignation, but about recognizing what we can and cannot control. Consider the scenario where you find yourself amidst the stress and uncertainty of a global crisis, perhaps an economic downturn. Suddenly, the stability of your job is in question. The value of your savings is fluctuating and the news is perpetually grim. It's a situation laden with anxiety and beyond your direct control. The Stoic approach in this situation is not to succumb to despair or panic, but to embrace acceptance as a form of empowerment. Acceptance here doesn't mean resignation or apathy towards the circumstances. Rather, it's an acknowledgement of the situation's reality without letting it overwhelm your state of mind. In this moment, the Stoics would encourage you to focus on your response to the crisis. You can't control the global economy, the decisions of policymakers, or the market's fluctuations. However, you can control your reaction. How you manage your finances, the way you adapt to potential job changes, and how you choose to consume news without letting it dictate your emotional state. By practicing acceptance, you redirect your energy from worrying about the uncontrollable to taking actionable steps on the aspects of your life you can influence. This might mean revising your budget, seeking new skills or job opportunities, or finding healthy ways to stay informed without becoming consumed by negativity. This Stoic perspective transforms a situation of potential despair into one of proactive resilience. It's an opportunity to strengthen your inner fortitude, cultivate flexibility, and find peace amidst the chaos, focusing your efforts on building a stable foundation for whatever comes next. Through acceptance, you not only navigate the crisis with composure, but also emerge from it more prepared and self-reliant, embodying the Stoic ideal of equanimity in the face of adversity. Now ask yourself, how often do you engage in reflection? Reflection is a key practice for the Stoics, providing a mirror to our inner world. It's about taking a step back and observing our thoughts and reactions without judgment. This practice allows us to understand our emotions, identify our triggers, and ultimately gain control over our responses. The Stoics believed that by reflecting on our daily experiences, we could cultivate a mental resilience that acts as an anchor in tumultuous times. Through reflection, we learn not just to survive the chaos, but to thrive within it, finding moments of peace and clarity that guide our path forward. In a world that often feels like it's spinning out of control, how do we find our center? The Stoics found solace in the embrace of community and the power of compassion. They understood that humans are inherently social beings, and our connections with others can be a source of great strength. In times of crisis, reaching out to support others can paradoxically be our own lifeline. By fostering a sense of community, we not only alleviate the burdens of those around us, but also reinforce our own inner citadel of peace. The Stoics remind us that in the tapestry of life, each thread of kindness we weave contributes to a stronger, more resilient whole. Now let's contemplate the value of living in the present. How often do we find ourselves lost in the worries of tomorrow or the regrets of yesterday? The Stoics championed the art of present moment awareness, encouraging us to savor the here and now. This doesn't mean ignoring the past or future, but recognizing that true peace is found in the current moment. By anchoring ourselves in the present, we shield our minds from the chaos that tries to pull us into its vortex. The Stoics teach us that each moment is a gift, a unique opportunity to practice virtue, kindness, and self-control. Let's ponder on a powerful Stoic principle, the art of differentiation. How often do we find ourselves entangled in the web of things beyond our control? The Stoics introduce us to a liberating concept, the distinction between what is within our power and what isn't. Imagine standing at the edge of a turbulent sea, waves crashing, the wind howling. You cannot command the sea to calm, nor the wind to still, but you can choose how you stand in the storm and how you respond to the elements. This metaphor for life encourages us to focus our energy wisely, conserving it for actions and attitudes that truly reflect our inner values and aspirations. By embracing this differentiation, we cultivate a mental oasis, a state of inner peace that remains untouched by the chaos around us. Now ask yourself, when was the last time you truly listened to the whispers of your inner voice amidst the noise of the world? The Stoics teach us the importance of solitude and introspection. In the silence of solitude, we find the space to connect with our deepest selves, to listen to the wisdom that lies beneath the surface of our daily distractions. This practice of introspection is not about isolation, but about recharging our inner reserves, about finding clarity and direction in the quiet moments we gift ourselves. It's in these moments of reflection that we can align our actions with our principles, crafting a life of purpose and meaning, even as the world continues its frenetic dance around us. Connection and compassion form the bedrock of a peaceful life, according to Stoic philosophy. In a crisis, it's easy to retreat into our shells, to see the world through a lens of us versus them. Yet the Stoics call us to expand our circle of compassion, to recognize the humanity in others, even in times of conflict. This doesn't mean losing our sense of self, but rather understanding that our well-being is intrinsically linked to the well-being of others. By extending a hand, by choosing empathy and understanding, we not only help heal the world, but also fortify our own peace. It is a reminder that even in the midst of chaos, a single act of kindness can be a beacon of hope and tranquility. Now let us consider the Stoic celebration of the present moment. How easily we get lost in the what-ifs of the future or the regrets of the past, forgetting the power of now. The Stoics invite us to anchor ourselves in the present, to find joy and tranquility in the simplicity of the moment. Whether it's savoring the warmth of the sun on your skin, the laughter of a friend, or the challenge of a new task, there is peace to be found in fully experiencing the now. It is a call to mindful living, to appreciate the beauty and opportunities that each moment holds, free from the chains of past regrets and future anxieties. Embarking on this Stoic path towards peace amidst the chaos is not a journey of sudden enlightenment, but a daily practice, a series of choices that gently steer us towards tranquility and resilience. It is a reminder that even in the eye of the storm, we can find a center of calm within ourselves. As we navigate the complexities of our modern world, let the wisdom of the Stoics light our way, helping us to cultivate an inner sanctum of peace, purpose, and connection. In this pursuit of peace, let's not overlook the Stoic virtue of gratitude. In a world teeming with crises, focusing on what's wrong becomes second nature. But what if we shifted our lens to what's right? The Stoics teach us that gratitude is not just a passive feeling but a dynamic practice, a conscious decision to acknowledge and appreciate the abundance in our lives, however small it may seem. This act of gratitude pulls us back from the edge of despair, offering a perspective that balances our view of the world. By appreciating the beauty in the mundane, the kindness in a stranger, or the simple fact of being alive, we weave a tapestry of tranquility that drapes over the chaos of our days. Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more, transforming our perception of the world and fostering a deep, abiding peace. But how do we sustain this peace in the face of relentless adversity? The Stoics offer a concept known as the inner citadel, a fortress within us, impregnable to the external forces of chaos and disorder. Building this citadel requires discipline, courage, and wisdom. It involves daily practices, reflection, gratitude, acceptance, and the pursuit of virtue. Each time we choose a reasoned response over a reactive one, each moment we spend in contemplation or gratitude, we lay a brick in the foundation of our inner citadel. Over time, this fortress becomes a sanctuary, a place of refuge and strength where peace reigns supreme, irrespective of the storms raging outside. Engagement with the world is another Stoic principle that fosters peace. While it may seem counterintuitive, engaging actively with the world and its troubles can lead to a deeper sense of peace. This engagement is not about being overwhelmed by the world's problems, but about recognizing our capacity to contribute positively, no matter how small our actions may seem. Stoicism teaches us that we are part of a larger community, connected through our humanity. By taking action, whether through volunteering, advocacy, or simply spreading kindness, we assert control over what we can influence. This proactive stance empowers us, transforming feelings of helplessness into actions of hope and peace. Lastly, embracing the Stoic practice of amor fati, the love of one's fate, guides us toward peace. To love one's fate is to accept and cherish life's experiences, not just as unavoidable, but as valuable components of our journey. This does not mean resigning ourselves to suffering or passively accepting injustice, but finding growth, learning, and joy in every circumstance. By adopting amor fati, we align ourselves with the flow of life, embracing its ups and downs with equal fervor. This radical acceptance liberates us from the anxiety of wanting life to be different and opens us up to the profound peace of being in harmony with the nature of existence. As we journey through the chaos of our times, let the wisdom of the Stoics be our guide. Their teachings, centered on virtue, resilience, and the power of the mind, offer us a roadmap to finding peace in the eye of the storm. By cultivating an inner citadel of tranquility, practicing gratitude, engaging with the world, and loving our fate, we discover that peace is not a distant dream, but a present possibility. In this Stoic pursuit, we learn not only to endure the chaos but to thrive within it, finding serenity amidst the tumult of our modern world. In this continued exploration of Stoic wisdom, we come to understand that maintaining peace amidst chaos is not merely a state of being, but a state of doing. The Stoics invite us to embrace the concept of prosoche, or mindful attention, to our thoughts, actions, and reactions. This mindful attention asks us to pause, to consider the weight of our words before they leave our lips, to measure the impact of our actions before they unfold. In a world where every second brings a barrage of information and stimuli, prosoche offers a way to navigate through the noise with intention and integrity. By applying this mindful attention, we cultivate a serene mind, capable of facing the world's challenges with calm and poise. Furthermore, the Stoic journey towards peace involves embracing the concept of sympatheia, the interconnectedness of all things. In recognizing that we are part of a larger whole, we see our struggles mirrored in the struggles of others. This realization fosters a profound sense of empathy and solidarity, uniting us in our shared human experience. It's in the moments when we extend our hand in kindness, when we listen with an open heart, and when we act with the welfare of the community in mind that we find true peace. Sympathia teaches us that our peace is intertwined with the peace of others. In lifting them, we also elevate ourselves. The Stoics also guide us towards the practice of self-sufficiency, not in the material sense, but in the realm of the spirit. To be self-sufficient is to find contentment and peace within oneself, independent of external circumstances and validations. It is about recognizing the abundance of our inner resources, wisdom, courage, justice, and moderation, and relying on these virtues as our compass through life's tumult. This self-sufficiency does not isolate us, but rather frees us from the shackles of dependency on external sources for our happiness and peace. It empowers us to face life's uncertainties with confidence, knowing that our inner sanctuary remains untouched. As we embody these Stoic principles, we must also acknowledge the role of challenges in our journey. The Stoics viewed obstacles not as impediments, but as opportunities for growth and learning. Each challenge, each crisis presents a chance to practice our virtues, to test the strength of our inner citadel, and deepen our understanding of peace. By adopting this mindset, we transform our relationship with adversity, viewing it as a teacher rather than a foe. This shift in perspective is crucial for finding peace amidst chaos, for it allows us to navigate life's trials with grace and wisdom. In this endeavor to weave the Stoic tapestry of peace within the chaos of our lives, we are called to remember the power of resilience. The Stoics did not envision resilience as mere endurance, but as the flourishing of the human spirit amidst adversity. This resilience is cultivated not through the avoidance of difficulty, but through its embrace, recognizing that each hardship carries the seeds of wisdom and strength. As we traverse the rugged terrains of life, resilience becomes our ally, teaching us that the essence of peace is not the absence of turmoil, but the presence of a steadfast spirit that thrives in spite of it. Moreover, the Stoic path illuminates the virtue of simplicity. In a world cluttered with endless desires and the incessant pursuit of more, Stoicism invites us to pare down to the essentials. What is truly necessary for a peaceful life? The answer often lies not in material abundance, but in the richness of the soul. By cultivating simplicity in our thoughts, desires, and lifestyles, we carve out space for tranquility to bloom. This simplicity is not a renunciation of the world, but a selective engagement with it, choosing what enriches our lives in meaningful ways and gently letting go of that which does not serve our quest for peace. Engagement with nature also emerges as a profound Stoic practice in cultivating peace. The Stoics observed the natural world with reverence, seeing in it a reflection of the rational order that governs the universe. By aligning ourselves with nature, we align ourselves with the flow of life, finding harmony in its rhythms and cycles. Nature teaches us about impermanence, resilience, and the beauty of the present moment. Whether it's a solitary walk in the woods, the contemplation of a sunset, or the simple act of tending to a garden, reconnecting with nature grounds us, reminding us of the peace that pervades all existence. Lastly, the Stoic journey towards peace culminates in the celebration of community. While Stoicism places great emphasis on the individual's inner world, it equally recognizes the importance of our connections with others. Peace is not a solitary endeavor, but a collective one, nurtured in the bonds we share with fellow beings. The Stoics encourage us to contribute to the common good, to engage in acts of kindness and service, and to recognize ourselves in others. Through this communal spirit, we discover that peace extends beyond the confines of the self, rippling outwards to touch the lives of those around us. In the pursuit of peace, it's essential to acknowledge the role of adversity in shaping our character. The Stoics teach us that the furnace of difficulty forges the steel of our resolve. This perspective invites us to view challenges not as barriers to our peace, but as the very pathways through which it is attained. When we encounter obstacles, we are presented with a choice: to succumb to frustration and despair, or to rise with resilience and wisdom. Embracing adversity as a natural, even beneficial aspect of life enables us to navigate our struggles with a sense of purpose and growth. It's in the moments of overcoming that we often find the deepest peace, not because the external chaos has subsided, but because we have cultivated an inner serenity that transcends it. Furthermore, the Stoic principle of living in accordance with nature extends to our very essence as rational beings. To live rationally, in Stoicism, means to live in harmony with the highest aspect of our nature. This involves critical thinking, ethical decision-making, and the pursuit of knowledge and truth. By aligning our actions with reason, we find a natural order in our lives that fosters peace. Rational living discourages impulsive reactions to external events, enabling us to approach situations with clarity and composure. This does not mean we are devoid of emotion, but rather that we manage our emotions through the lens of reason, ensuring that our responses contribute to our well-being and inner peace. Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of contentment. In a world constantly pushing us towards more possessions, more achievements, more pleasures, Stoicism stands as a counterpoint, advocating for satisfaction with what we have. This contentment is not complacency, but an appreciation for the sufficiency of the present moment. It teaches us to find joy and fulfillment in the simple things, reducing the constant craving for external validation or material success. Contentment frees us from the endless cycle of desire and disappointment, allowing us to find peace in the here and now, grounded in the understanding that the most valuable treasures lie within us. Lastly, the journey towards peace is a journey towards freedom. Freedom from the tyranny of external circumstances, freedom from the unrest of uncontrolled desires, and freedom from the burden of misplaced priorities. The Stoics believed that true freedom comes from within, from mastering our thoughts, emotions, and reactions. This internal freedom is the ultimate expression of peace, for it means that no matter the storms that rage around us, we remain the calm center, unshaken and serene. By practicing Stoicism, we cultivate this freedom, learning to detach from the chaos of the external world and anchor ourselves in the steadfast tranquility of our inner world. As we incorporate these Stoic principles into our lives, viewing adversity as an opportunity, living rationally, cultivating contentment, and seeking internal freedom, we embark on a profound transformation. This journey does not promise a life free from trouble or turmoil, but it offers something far more precious: the tools to find peace amidst the chaos, to remain composed in the face of adversity, and to live with dignity and grace. The path of Stoicism is a path of empowerment, reminding us that while we may not control the external world, we have the power to control our inner world. In this control lies our peace, a peace that is deep, enduring, and ultimately, our own to claim. In navigating the tempests of our modern world, where crises seem as frequent as the ticking of a clock, we find solace in the Stoic practice of turning inwards to cultivate an inner garden of tranquility. This metaphorical garden represents the serene state of mind that we can nurture and retreat into, irrespective of the external chaos that surrounds us. It is in this inner garden where we can sow the seeds of peace, water them with mindfulness, and witness the blossoming of tranquility amidst life's tumultuous storms. The first step in cultivating this garden is the practice of mindfulness, a Stoic principle that teaches us to be fully present in the moment. In a world brimming with distractions, our attention is pulled in countless directions, leaving us fragmented and stressed. Mindfulness calls us back to the present, urging us to experience life as it unfolds, without judgment or avoidance. By anchoring ourselves in the now, we reduce the noise of the past and the future, allowing peace to take root in our consciousness. This mindfulness creates a sanctuary within, a calm center from which we can observe the chaos without being consumed by it. In addition to mindfulness, the cultivation of our inner garden requires the nurturing of gratitude. In times of crisis, it's easy to be overwhelmed by what's going wrong, but Stoicism teaches us to shift our focus toward what's going right. Gratitude is the water that nourishes our garden of peace, encouraging us to appreciate the myriad blessings that we often overlook. This could be as simple as the warmth of the sun, the comfort of a friend's presence, or the satisfaction of a day well lived. By focusing on these positives, we counterbalance the negatives, allowing our inner garden to flourish even in the harshest conditions. Another vital aspect of this cultivation is the acceptance of impermanence, a fundamental Stoic insight. Recognizing that everything in life is subject to change frees us from the fear and anxiety that attachment brings. When we understand that loss and change are natural parts of the human experience, we can embrace life with open arms, appreciating the beauty of each moment without clinging to it. This acceptance acts as a fertile soil in which peace can grow, reminding us that every end is also a beginning, and within every crisis lies the seed of opportunity. Lastly, the cultivation of this inner garden of tranquility requires us to practice compassion, both towards ourselves and others. The world can be a harsh place, and during times of crisis, it's easy to fall into despair or judgment. Stoicism, however, invites us to extend kindness and understanding, recognizing that we are all navigating this tumultuous journey together. Compassion is the sunshine that warms our garden, encouraging growth and healing. By offering empathy to those around us and forgiving ourselves for our shortcomings, we create an environment where peace can thrive, unaffected by external chaos. As we embark on this journey of cultivating our inner garden of tranquility, we realize that finding peace amidst the chaos is not an elusive dream, but a tangible reality that grows from within. By practicing mindfulness, nurturing gratitude, accepting impermanence, and spreading compassion, we not only shelter ourselves from the storms of life, but also become a sanctuary for others. In this way, the Stoic path to peace becomes a collective journey, leading us towards a more serene and harmonious world, one inner garden at a time. This inner garden, once established, becomes a resilient haven, but its maintenance is an ongoing process. In the dynamic flux of our modern crises, the Stoic practice of adaptability becomes essential. Adaptability in this context isn't about passive acquiescence, but about recognizing the fluid nature of circumstances and our ability to flow with them rather than against them. It's understanding that while we may not control the external events that challenge our peace, we have the autonomy to adjust our sails to redirect our energies towards actions and thoughts that sustain our inner tranquility. This form of adaptability is the pruning shears for our garden, allowing us to trim away the withered aspects of resistance that hinder our growth, and to embrace change as an integral part of the cultivation process. Engaging with our inner garden also calls for the Stoic discipline of reflection. Regular, honest reflection acts as the compost that enriches our garden's soil, encouraging a deeper self-awareness and understanding. This involves not just a casual review of our day's events, but a profound examination of our reactions, decisions, and emotions in response to those events. Such reflective practice helps us identify patterns that may disrupt our peace, allowing us to address and refine them. Reflection in the quietude of our garden ensures that its roots are deep and its resilience against the chaos is steadfast. Moreover, the concept of community engagement, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, reminds us that our inner garden does not exist in isolation. Just as a garden is part of an ecosystem, our peace is deeply connected to the peace of those around us. Engaging in acts of kindness, fostering understanding, and building connections reinforce the walls of our garden, making it a sanctuary, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. This communal aspect turns our garden into a vibrant oasis of tranquility, resilience, and shared joy amidst the world's turmoil. Finally, the Stoic journey towards cultivating an inner garden of tranquility embraces the celebration of life's simple pleasures. In the rush and urgency of dealing with crises, it's easy to overlook the small everyday joys that bring color and fragrance to our garden. The Stoics teach us to pause, to savor these moments, whether it's a shared laugh, the beauty of a sunset, or the satisfaction of a task well done. Appreciating life's simple pleasures is like planting flowers in our garden. They beautify our inner landscape, making it a place of joy and peace that radiates outward, touching the lives of others. As we continue to tend to our inner garden, we embody the Stoic principles of mindfulness, gratitude, acceptance, compassion, adaptability, reflection, community, and appreciation of the simple joys. This garden becomes a testament to our resilience and a beacon of peace amidst the chaos. It reminds us that, despite the storms that rage outside, the serenity we seek lies within, cultivated through our daily practices and attitudes. In tending to our garden, we not only find peace for ourselves, but also contribute to a more tranquil and harmonious world, one garden at a time. As we nurture this inner garden of tranquility, we come to realize that peace is not a destination but a journey, a series of deliberate choices and practices that guide us through life's inevitable chaos. This journey, inspired by Stoic wisdom, invites us to embrace the full spectrum of human experience, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth and serenity. In this ever-evolving process, the Stoics introduce us to the virtue of perseverance. Just like a garden that requires constant care and attention through the seasons, our inner peace demands ongoing effort and resilience. Perseverance is the water that sustains our garden during dry spells, the resolve to continue cultivating our tranquility even when the external world seems overwhelming. It's the recognition that peace, much like a garden, flourishes over time through consistent practice and patience. This steadfast commitment to our inner well-being ensures that our garden not only survives but thrives, offering us a refuge of calm and clarity. Additionally, the practice of boundary setting emerges as an essential tool in the care of our inner garden. In a world where demands on our time and energy are endless, learning to say no becomes a powerful act of self-preservation. Setting boundaries is the protective fence around our garden, safeguarding our peace from the invasive weeds of overcommitment and external pressures. By establishing clear limits, we honor our own needs and capacities, ensuring that our garden remains a sanctuary of tranquility, not a battleground of stress and exhaustion. Through wise boundary setting, we cultivate a balanced life that nurtures our peace and allows us to offer our best selves to the world. The Stoic path also encourages us to find peace in giving and service. While cultivating our inner tranquility, we discover that true peace is not insular, but expansive, extending its roots into the community and the world at large. By channeling our energies into acts of kindness, generosity, and service, we realize that our inner garden is part of a larger ecosystem of interconnected lives. This outward expression of peace multiplies, creating ripples of positivity that can transform communities. In giving, we receive. Our acts of service return to us as deeper layers of peace and fulfillment, reinforcing the Stoic belief in the mutual benefit of virtue and the common good. Finally, amidst the cultivation of this inner garden, we learn the importance of embracing the present moment. In the pursuit of peace, it's easy to become fixated on the future or entangled in the past. Yet the Stoics remind us that true serenity is found in the now. Each moment is an opportunity to tend to our garden, to appreciate its beauty, and to cultivate our inner peace. By living fully in the present, we open ourselves to the abundance of life, finding joy and tranquility in the simple act of being. This mindful presence is the sunlight that nourishes our garden, allowing us to flourish in the face of life's uncertainties. As we journey forward, let us carry these Stoic teachings in our hearts, nurturing our inner gardens with perseverance, boundary setting, giving, and a profound appreciation for the present. In doing so, we not only find peace amidst the chaos, but also become beacons of light and serenity for those around us. Our inner gardens, rich in tranquility and resilience, stand as testaments to the enduring power of Stoic wisdom, guiding us toward a more peaceful and harmonious existence. Embracing the Stoic path to peace doesn't mean detaching ourselves from the world or its challenges. Instead, it invites us into a deeper engagement with life, a profound connection that recognizes the beauty and impermanence of all things. This engagement is characterized by an active presence, a conscious decision to participate fully in the tapestry of life, with all its intricacies and complexities. It's about finding peace, not by escaping the chaos, but by understanding our place within it and moving through it with grace and purpose. The Stoic teaches us to see the world through a lens of wonder and curiosity, allowing us to find tranquility, even in the midst of turmoil. One might wonder, how can we maintain this sense of peace in the face of relentless change and uncertainty? The Stoics offer a powerful tool, the practice of reframing our perspective. It's the art of looking at familiar situations with fresh eyes, finding new meanings and possibilities in what might otherwise seem like insurmountable challenges. By reframing our perspective, we transform our relationship with the events that unsettle us, discovering opportunities for growth and learning where we once saw only obstacles. This mental shift is a form of gardening, pruning away the dead wood of negative thought patterns and nurturing a more positive, resilient outlook. It's in this change of perspective that we often find the keys to lasting peace. Moreover, the Stoic journey emphasizes the importance of self-compassion in the quest for inner tranquility. In tending to our inner garden, we must be gentle with ourselves, recognizing that perfection is neither possible nor desirable. Self-compassion is the soothing rain that nurtures our garden, encouraging us to accept our flaws and forgive our mistakes. It reminds us that growth is a process, one that requires patience, kindness, and understanding. By extending compassion to ourselves, we create a safe space for our inner peace to flourish, free from the harsh judgments that can often plague our minds. In this continued cultivation of peace, we also discover the value of community and connection. The Stoics knew that we are not islands unto ourselves. Our peace is deeply intertwined with the well-being of those around us. By fostering strong relationships and building supportive communities, we reinforce the foundations of our inner garden, making it resilient in the face of life's storms. These connections remind us that we are part of something larger, a shared human experience that transcends individual struggles. In the warmth of community, we find a powerful ally in our pursuit of peace, a reminder that we are never truly alone in our journey. As we draw upon these Stoic principles, engagement with life, reframing our perspective, practicing self-compassion, and nurturing community, we cultivate an inner sanctuary of peace that can withstand the vicissitudes of the modern world. This Stoic garden is not a place of retreat, but a source of strength and clarity, from which we can engage with the world with renewed purpose and serenity. In embracing these teachings, we find not only peace but also a deeper appreciation for the beauty and richness of life. Our Stoic journey becomes a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, a beacon of tranquility in a chaotic world, inviting others to find their own path to peace within the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. In this continual quest for inner peace amidst the tumult of modern life, the Stoic tradition also encourages us to embrace the concept of imperfection, both in the world and within ourselves. Accepting imperfection is like allowing the natural wildness of a garden to flourish, recognizing that there's beauty in the untamed, the unpruned, and the imperfect. This acceptance doesn't mean we neglect our garden, but rather we appreciate it for what it is at every stage of its growth. It's understanding that the pursuit of perfection can be a source of distress, setting us up for disappointment. By embracing imperfection, we align ourselves with the flow of life, finding peace in the natural progression of things and liberating ourselves from the shackles of unattainable standards. Furthermore, Stoicism teaches the importance of resilience in the face of adversity. Just as a garden must weather storms and seasons, so too must we endure the challenges that life presents. However, Stoicism offers a unique perspective on resilience, suggesting that it's not just about bouncing back, but also about growing forward. It's about using adversity as fertile ground for personal growth, allowing the trials we face to deepen our roots and strengthen our resolve. This form of resilience is proactive, not reactive. It sees every challenge as an opportunity to cultivate virtues like courage, patience, and wisdom, turning the obstacles we encounter into stepping stones on our path to peace. The Stoic garden of tranquility also thrives on the principle of balance. In the same way that a garden requires a harmonious balance of elements, sun and shade, rain and dryness, so too does our inner world. Balance in the Stoic sense involves moderating our desires, our emotions, and our reactions to maintain equilibrium, regardless of external conditions. It's recognizing when to act and when to let go, understanding that there's a time for exertion and a time for rest. This equilibrium prevents us from being swept away by the extremes of passion or indifference, allowing us to navigate life's complexities with a steady hand and a calm mind. Lastly, the Stoic path illuminates the virtue of humility in cultivating peace. In tending to our inner garden, humility reminds us that we are but a small part of a vast, interconnected universe. It teaches us to approach life with a sense of awe and reverence, to learn from others, and to remain open to the endless mysteries of existence. Humility in this sense does not mean undervaluing ourselves, but recognizing our place in the broader tapestry of life. It's a grounding force keeping our garden rooted in reality and fostering a deep sense of connectedness to the world around us. As we integrate these Stoic teachings, embracing imperfection, cultivating resilience, maintaining balance, and practicing humility, we nurture an inner sanctuary of peace that stands resilient amid the chaos. This garden is a living testament to our capacity for growth, adaptation, and serenity. Through Stoicism, we learn that peace is not merely the absence of conflict, but the presence of a well-tended spirit, flourishing in harmony with the world. Our Stoic journey, enriched by these principles, offers a blueprint for living that not only fosters personal tranquility, but also contributes to the collective calm, inviting us all to cultivate our gardens in the midst of life's inevitable storms. Remember, the quest for peace in the chaos of crises is akin to the art of gardening. It requires patience, care, and the understanding that growth and beauty arise through both sunshine and rain. As you move forward, let your inner garden be a place of refuge and strength, a source of serenity that sustains you through the ebb and flow of life's uncertainties. May the seeds of Stoic wisdom planted today flourish into a haven of peace within you, radiating calm, compassion, and clarity into the corners of our world in need. And in this continuous cycle of growth and learning, may you discover not just the tranquility you seek, but also the joy and fulfillment found in the journey itself. As you step back into the world, remember, within you lies an invincible summer, a Stoic peace that no winter can diminish. Carry this peace with you, share it generously, and watch as your inner garden becomes a sanctuary, not just for yourself, but for all who cross your path. Farewell, fellow gardeners of the spirit, until our paths cross again in the quest for tranquility amidst the tumult of our times.